Today is April 30. I'm still traveling around Eastern Ukraine on my media mission. My background in journalism and my not-so-bad English should help build good relationships between Ukrainian media officers and foreign reporters. My colleague, with whom we hosted our radio show before the war, and I, now traveling around the country, meeting the military personnel and journalists, finding out what kind of problems both of them facing and how to solve these problems. But after this work is completed, and this should happen in the coming weeks or even days, we plan to go to the combat unit, most likely the one in which we began our service more than 2 months ago. Our comrades with whom we spent the first days of the war shoulder to shoulder on our frozen positions also left Kyiv. We are now preparing to be sent to the front. We are training to act as a team, go to shooting range regularly, master stingers and javelins. Territorial defense is already a real army. No one wears jeans here anymore. Everyone already has a uniform. Everyone has learned the rules of military service. And some of my comrades have even become platoon commanders. That is, in just 2 months, they not only learned to be real fighters, but also proved that they can command our people. How do I know all this? During one of our trips, we drove to our guys. They are now the truest military people you can imagine. Even uniform sits on them as if they had only worn it all their lives. By the way, we also don't wear any civilian clothes for a long time. Even my Happy Muddy Waters t-shirt, which I wore under a military jacket, has long since given way to a uniform green t-shirt, the same one President Volodymyr Zelensky always wears these days. One of the rare liberties available to a soldier now is the ability to choose his own headgear. You can wear a cap of several styles or a Panama hat. I got myself a great Boonie hat. It's really cool camouflage headwear. And on the head I hung a small badge with a famous logo of the Rolling Stones band, Red Lips and Tongue. I have been wearing this badge on my head for several weeks now, and almost no one notices it. The only person who did see it was an American journalist whom we met by chance on the way. He enthusiastically rushed to photograph my head right on the top of me so that the badge was clearly visible. And he was saying at the same time, it's so Vietnam, such a Vietnam thing. So times are changing, weapons are being improved, more and more new misanthropic ideologies appear, but eternal values not going anywhere. The Rolling Stones were listened to in the 70s in Vietnam, and we're still listening in Ukraine now. I think we should even invite the Rolling Stones to a concert dedicated to our victory over the invaders. They are unlikely to refuse.